Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Network.
It's Billy, Destiny, and Frank bringing us back. That little band from Texas. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Michael Stollard is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. 10 years, we're celebrating 10 years as a member of our Brain Trust. We appreciate you very much, Michael. His books, by the way, folks, are Fired Up or Burned Out. We helped him launch that book. Also, we helped him launch Connection Culture, The Competitive Advantage of Shared Identity, Empathy, and Understanding at Work. All those are available wherever books are sold, right, Mike?
Yes.
And the website is?
ConnectionCulture.com.
All right, so check that out. And Michael is a very prolific writer, folks. Articles and blogs. Pardon me. And his blog. Mike, we're talking about Costco, and you were telling us about some of the things that they're doing. Remind us about some of the things that you see them doing that you think is right.
Well, as we said in the last segment, Jim, I think, you know, leadership is primarily based on mentoring. And so it's a very hands-on relational culture where the values and the competence in the retail business is passed on from leader to leader. And it's from top to bottom. You know, right now, Costco's thinking about a lot of its culture carriers are getting older, and they really liked my book, Connection Culture, because they felt it described their culture, and it will help them solidify the culture so they can continue to pass it on to future generations.
Right. Well, that's so smart of them to understand that. And that's – and see, what you just described tells you that this is not something that's just happening on the surface in the company. This is systemic. The desire to have that connection – is showing them that as the generations come and go, they want those values to still be there.
Yes, they do. And, you know, I see it at all levels of Costco. I think of Ryan Watkins, who is a warehouse manager in Salem, Oregon. And Ryan has created a program with his team, and it's a preparing to be a manager program. So, I mean, how many organizations do you know that take the time to help people who want to become managers, you know, provide them actual training before they're managers? Usually it's after they become a manager.
Right.
But Ryan had like 50 people sign up who wanted to learn how to be managers. And so they share a lot of the work out of the Connection Culture book and other things they had learned. And I really love how you see leaders there shining the spotlight on others and helping them achieve their career aspirations. That's really powerful in Costco, Jim, because you look at the senior leaders like Jim Senegal and others, they started out on the front lines. They've shagged carts in the parking lot.
Yep.
And so it just shows, it really speaks to the career mobility, upward career mobility that you have at the organization. And it really gives people a lot of hope that with hard work and learning, they can develop themselves into leaders.
So here's the thing that we got to take from this. We used to have this prior to all of the downsizing and right-sizing and everything that started in the 70s, corporations were like that. What you just described about Costco, they were like that. And then things started shifting toward nothing mattered but the shareholder. And then when nothing mattered but the shareholder, everybody else took the hindmost. The customers, the employees, the vendors, the other stakeholders, they got pushed aside. What you're telling us with Costco and a story that I know proves that in the 21st century, post-2008, I think it's important to point that out, post-2008, companies can still be successful without abusing their people. Now, I've got a quick story. I know a company that was having great success. I knew that they loved their people. I talked to an employee one time who said, "I hate Fridays because that means I can't come back to work until Monday." How about that? Whoever says that. And so this company got assaulted by a corporate raider, right? These activist guys, right?
Yeah.
And tried to take them down. and they could not stand, they literally couldn't stand how they treated their people. This is expensive. You can't do this. You can't make a living doing this. Well, when they left with their tail between their legs, they realized that, you know what? You actually can. I mean, the company proved to them that they could be wildly successful while still taking care of their people. The humanity factor is a best practice that will put money on the bottom line. And that's what you're telling us about Costco.
Yeah, it absolutely is. If you don't have that in a leader, they're unable to connect with people. And people may follow them because they have hiring, firing, pay, and promotion power. But they don't follow them because they admire them as people.
Right.
They may respect some of their abilities, but if they're able to connect with them because they care about them as people and they're viewed as competent in their work, both are really critical, then people want to follow them, and that makes all the difference in the effort they give out.
Drivers are not leaders.
That's right.
And so, well, you know, Mike, if we're going to save capitalism, because I do believe capitalism is in jeopardy right now, the capitalism that made this country what it is, if we're going to save capitalism, and therefore, in my opinion, the United States, we have to get back to taking care of the people, not just the shareholder. And I'm talking about from big companies to little companies. What do you think? My thoughts.
Jim, that's a profound comment, and it's so true because, you know, when I have done work in Europe, I found that, you know, a lot of the people outside the U.S., when they've seen American companies come in, they sense oftentimes a lack in that valuing
people.
That's
right. That's right.
And that's one of the things. I have an article coming out in Smart Brief on leadership on Friday, I think it is, about Costco, and I say it really represents the best of America because...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.